listening to Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and our next guest here on Opportunity Detroit is Miranda Clark. She is the co-owner of James Oliver Coffee. Miranda, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell our listeners all about James Oliver Coffee. How did it get started?
Well, it was actually started by my parents in 1995. They had a coffee roastery called Black Bear Micro Roastery in New Hampshire. It was almost the entire time the two of them and one part-time employee, other than my sister and myself helping. I was a teenager when they began it. And they were in the pursuit of coffee excellence, and they mostly did direct-to-consumer, shipping out coffee. I moved to Detroit, I don't know exactly when, almost 15 years ago. Yeah, over 15 years ago. I moved here to teach at the College for Creative Studies, and I had never been to Michigan before or Detroit, and I fell in love with the city, and then I met my husband, David, fell in love with him, and was actually at an art event, and my opening line was that my dad roasted coffee because he was into coffee, which I thought was terribly lame at the time. I immediately regretted it, and I thought, oh, I blew it. Long story short, we got married. Our two daughters are from his first marriage, so I became a stepmother, and we bought a factory in Detroit, renovated it into a loft where we lived, and he was in coffee in all types of ways, teching, opening cafes. He did sales for some coffee companies, and he said, we should bring over your parents' coffee roastery, and I said, no, thank you. I didn't want, I saw all the hard work that they did, and I loved the coffee, I wasn't very interested. And then he would bring it up again, and, you know, the timing was right. So we did, and I loved the coffee, and my parents, they did such a good job with it, but they didn't really market it. And so it was kind of exciting to see what, with all of David's skills, of where we could grow it. So we brought the roastery over from New Hampshire in 2019. And the roaster is with a Petrosini from Italy, and my father had modified it to roast to the temperatures that he wanted because there weren't any made that way. So it was an old roaster and a computer program and all of these modifications. And so we set it up and we started roasting, and we started with mail order. We have some of the same mail order customers. I actually spoke to one earlier. He has my cell phone, and if he doesn't know his tracking, he just calls me and I tell him where his coffee is. So he's been ordering coffee from our family, the second generation, for maybe almost 30 years. I love to know some of those stories, and that's fun. We started roasting in the city and really focusing on wholesale. And, of course, then COVID happened, so that was a challenge for everyone. And so we really leaned into the mail order, and we did a little bit of grocery stores. And then after that, David's like, we should have a flagship cafe. And I was like, no, thank you. That sounds like a lot of work again.
I love this. No, thank you. That sounds like a lot of work. But then we did it.
We did. And we opened in Corktown, where Detroit Institute of Bagels used to be, which I was a huge fan. I cried when they closed. I didn't know where I'd get my bagels, and then cried later that we had to make them. So it's beautiful space, and it's like a bakery, a kitchen, and a cafe. So I was like, wow, we're getting into another three-ring circus here. And we make everything in-house, the bagels, pastries, sourdough, cookies, muffins. So that was, yes, a lot of work, but it was also for me, I really got to lean into the hospitality aspect of it. I know almost not everyone, but I know most of our regulars. I feel like I'm hosting a party, and that's where I thrive.
Yeah,
I love to drink coffee. I don't really like to make it. I like to
just
serve it.
I was just thinking as you're talking, you would be a great hostess. You sound like a lot of fun. And it sounds like, I have to go to James Oliver Coffee just to say hello to Miranda. And, you know, that's part of it, right? Because you sound like you're very welcoming. And even though you know it's a lot of work, you are enjoying what you're doing.
I absolutely love it. I do. I just like to tell the story of like why that I was like, no, thanks. And then we did it. And it is. It's the hardest work of my life. Although teaching was very hard work, too. But it's very rewarding, and the cafe is truly, it's an extension of our home. And when my parents had their coffee roastery, they briefly had a cafe as well, and they we collected friends from the cafe, from people that worked for us, from our regulars. And one of our nearest and dearest friends, who became family, is a pilot, and he was in Detroit this year, and he got to come in and see all of our locations, well, almost all. And when he was in Corktown, I introduced him to one of our other regulars, and he was like, "You're doing what your parents did, just on a bigger scale." So
That was awesome.
Like just a full circle moment that I really loved.
Absolutely. So tell us about the other locations. Where are the other locations?
Okay, so our second location is in the Guardian Building, which is just absolutely breathtaking. To have any part of that space was an incredible opportunity. It's very small, so it was also a way of like, okay, so we roast our coffee, and now we're making all of our baked goods. Can we support a cafe with the coffee, which we do? We have lots of wholesale partners that we supply coffee with. But then we were outfitting with our freshly baked bagels and pastries and breads, and yes, that worked. I think the Guardian's like just turned two this year. And we've looked at other spaces. We've been approached to run them, and usually my usual, no, thank you. They were either too big or the timing wasn't right. And also, we couldn't do any of this without our incredible team. We have just the best staff in the world. We have part-time staff. We have incredible leadership at the roastery and the cafes. And honestly, they are the heart of our company. So then Wyandotte was next, and we opened that this actually, David just shared a picture. We started doing demo a year ago yesterday, but we only opened a couple months ago because, you know, things take longer. And that was an old Saunders space, so we wanted to renovate it and kind of pay homage to that history. And that has been really wonderful. So that we, again, bring the bagels and the pastries there every day, and coffee gets, you know, sent maybe twice a week or something like that. And it's fantastic. And I did not realize the connection between Wyandotte and Detroit. We have so many regulars that were coming into Corktown that either lived in Wyandotte and work in the city or vice versa. And that was a wonderful connection. And then the latest and greatest is in Brush Park. So it's on Woodward Avenue and right by Grey Ghost. And they approached us to look at it, and I did my usual no thank you, because we'd already signed a lease at in Woodbridge, which is going to be wonderful, and we were doing Wyandotte, and that was taking longer and it was more expensive. And but then we looked at it, and I was like, oh, it's already a cafe, we just need to, you know, a little bit of paint, some vintage seating, our, you know, usual touches, and there we go. So that just opened, and that one I think is the most my style, so I'm very excited about that one. And we're also going to have a little more focus on retail there. My mother had a store that had something from everywhere, in every state. It was called 50 Home. And so I'm not doing exactly that, but I am, as homage to her, emphasis on U.S. made and local and then vintage. And so that's exciting for me to show off there. We have a little bit of that at all the locations. And then next will be Woodbridge. So, yes, that will be five cafes and a possible sixth one on the way, but I can't announce it until the lease is signed. And then that's it, because it'll be 6 years of the coffee roastery with six cafes. So I feel like that's very full. Oh, and also I have a very small gallery in the Guardian Building across from our cafe.
So you're amazing.
I have to focus on that.
So my guest here today on Opportunity Detroit is Miranda Clark. She is the co-owner of James Oliver Coffee. First of all, Miranda, when do you sleep? Because I have no idea how you'd be sleeping with all of these fabulous locations. Yes, there you go. So all of the coffee is roasted in a former chili factory on East Davidson in Detroit?
That is correct.
Wow.
We just got a new roaster. Well, just, I can't remember when it arrived from Prague. The email chain was in about pirates in Ukraine and getting it here, it was wild. So it is at the roastery, and it's a new roaster for us. As I mentioned, we've been using the one that my dad had, and that was over 30 years old, similar to the bagel oven we inherited from VIB. We had to upgrade that recently. So this roaster is going to allow us to keep the same amazing quality, but roast a little bit larger quantities, and then also it's just going to be more efficient. So we're really excited about this Typhoon roaster.
So it's interesting, early in the interview, you talked about coffee excellence. I know you can't share any recipe secrets or whatever, but what exactly does that mean? What goes into making a really great cup of coffee?
So coffee, I mean, green coffee, you know, it's an agricultural product. So we always work with when we're getting our beans, with importers that assess it. So making sure that you start with buying really good quality beans, which is very challenging, especially right now, tariffs. And even if in the most calm of states economically, there's also, because it's agricultural, there could be a region that the crop is different that year. So we try to keep the same blends that my dad had and a lot of the single origins, but we're also have expanded to our own roast profiles. Our roaster came up with a couple of new blends, which we really love. So making sure that you're starting with a really good product and knowing if something's not in season or is just out of reach, that you can, you know, always bring it back. And then we keep our beans cool. Like if it's just like something else, if you just put it out in the sun or didn't have any care with it, it wouldn't keep. And then just our computer program that we're doing link temperature controls.
Yeah, that's
so we're making sure that, yeah, thermodynamics, that one I can't explain to you, but that was the basis of how my dad roasted, and we're keeping that the same way. And small batches. So you could get a roaster and roast a ton of coffee at once, and that would be more efficient and economic, but the taste wouldn't be there. So being a micro roastery means that there's a lot of attention to each roast. We also have a sample roaster so we can test things out, and then making sure for quality. And also with our new roaster, it has like a destoner built in and some other things that make sure that all of those recipes are made the way that we intend for them to be.
Oh, it's fascinating. So for people in our audience that may want to start a small business and get involved in something that they really love to do, even though it might be a lot of work and, you know, as you point out, I don't know, what kind of advice do you have for them?
I would say research and then know that you can always scale up. So just like, I mean, it's incredible for me to say that I have a gallery, I have a coffee roastery, I have five with maybe to be six cafes. It feels unfathomable to say that, but, you know, we started with what we could do and then we built on that. And I have the advantage of it being a second generation company, which I wanted no part of, but I'm so gracious to that I had that now. So if you don't have, you know, if it's something that you don't have a connection to, try to seek a mentor. You know, I mean, I did that with my art practice and teaching. The first semester I taught, I had no idea how to do that. And so I thought back to what worked for me when I was a graduate and undergrad. And then I always told my students this, and the same applies for small business, work comes from work. So if you are working hard at something and you keep trying, you're going to get somewhere.
That's such great advice. Miranda Clark, co-owner of James Oliver Coffee, it was great talking to you. I am going to come to one of the shops and we're going to have a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I'm Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit. Enjoy the rest of your day.